We certainly seem to be in a really good place. It's been a real work in progress to get to this point, but it's been very much worth the work that we put in. We're seeing the results, and we're going in the right direction. Hey, everybody, this is Tyler Reddick here, driver of the number 8 Chevrolet for Ricky Childress Racing, and you're on the road with Dane at WGN.
720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. Excited to have on the line the back-to-back Xfinity champion, one of the most exciting and consistent drivers in the NASCAR Cup Series today. He's the driver of the number 8 guaranteed rate Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing, the one and only Tyler Reddick. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to have you on. You are, of course, number 8. That's our lucky number. I know so many listeners, number 8 is a lucky number. I'm sure you hear that all the time. You're one of our favorite and the listeners' favorite drivers, and when it comes to watching their favorite driver succeed, you look at last week, third in the Southern 500, two road course wins, a second at Bristol, a second at Daytona. With a new car that everybody's sort of figuring out, do you feel like it doesn't matter what the track is, you're going to succeed?
It's certainly been good for us with this car, for sure. We figured that out pretty early on that, you know, we have pretty good speed just about everywhere we seem to go. And yeah, it's just been more of a matter of just trying to really hone in on that consistency. You know, we got off to a really good start last Sunday at the Southern 500, the third place finish. But yeah, it seems like everywhere we go, we got really good speed. And it's just a matter of just putting all the details together. And, you know, we're going to do more of that and try and put more towards that as we are right here today, preparing for Saturday practicing qualifying and Sunday race.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to say that you feel like you have it all figured out, but you know, you've won at the truck level, like we mentioned, Xfinity championships, and so, and now a couple race wins here and success at all those different tracks. I think, Tyler Reddick, you're in a good position where you're sort of under the radar. You know, there's a lot of those traditional Cup Series stars sort of contending, but you're right there, fifth in points for the playoffs. You're, you know, what I would consider in striking distance.
Yeah, no, we certainly seem to be in a really good place in that regard. You know, it's been a real work in progress to get to this point, but it's been very much worth the work that we put in. We're seeing the results, and we're going in the right direction. So that's been really good for us. But yeah, we just got to keep working on those details. You know, this is a track where we had good speed up and couldn't put the whole day together, unfortunately. So we know that coming back, we're going to be really close. It's just going to be a matter of staying in the game all day long and really honing in on those details and just, you know, more than anything, executing a clean race.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, you know, with all the changes on the teams and all of that flex and fluidity that's happening, I don't think that you would feel any sense of like, well, because it really doesn't matter what's happened. You look at all the success you've had, and it's been with all different teams. And so no matter where you end up, whether it is next year, whether it's, of course, what's going to happen in 2024, do you feel like it really doesn't matter? You don't have to think about it?
No, it doesn't affect me today or this weekend or the rest of the year or what I have planned. What me and this team want to do together. So for us, you know, in this group, nothing has changed. We've kept working on our cars, on our race weekends, and trying to figure out how we can be more consistent and have more speed. Certainly there's a lot of noise out there, but, you know, we're aware of it, but it isn't changing how we approach the race weekends, and, you know, we're not letting it a thought or a distraction within our group.
Yeah, and I think from the fan perspective, there isn't a sport out there that really pays attention to or is close to sort of that all-American side as maybe racing and maybe NASCAR and great events and causes and all that kind of stuff. And coming up September 11th, it doesn't get more of all-American and I think worthy of remembrance than that. So talk a little bit about it, because you're going to be there honoring our veterans, honoring servicemen with red, white, and blue. So you're going to be not only you know, out there driving for a win, but you're going to be taking the car and all those great veterans with you.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. Guaranteed Rate has been on our car a few times this year. We're partnered with them. And for this race weekend, they are putting Team Red, White, and Blue on the trunk of our race car. They are partnered with Guaranteed Rate. Team Red, White, and Blue is, you know, working with them to try and, you know, help provide for veterans. And just a little bit about what Team Red, White, and Blue does. There's a lot of active duty service members that transition out of the military every year. And there's a huge community of those veterans that need support, need resources and help, and Team Red, White, and Blue is able to provide that for those veterans, give them the help that they need, whether it's financially, emotionally, whatever aspect and challenge that they face in their life, whether it's, you know, isolation, weight gain, other health issues, they're there for them. And so it's really cool that we're doing this on this weekend. Really thankful for Guaranteed Rate doing that, not just for this weekend, but for Team Red, White, and Blue. And yeah, it's a great weekend to do it. You know, it's a really important weekend 9/11 happened 21 years ago, but it still weighs in everyone's mind. It was a very tough day for our country. And, you know, it's a huge opportunity for them to be on our car for this race weekend.
Yeah. And, you know, racing and specifically NASCAR really steps up in that. And those of us that are old enough to remember, we remember how that happened and how racing sort of recognized and honored that entire situation. So it's great to see you carrying on with that as well. When it comes to Kansas, Kansas is one of those tracks. So they called them like the cookie cutter tracks along with Chicagoland Speedway that we have here. I wanted to ask you, you know, as we get into one of the, I think it's going to be one of the most exciting things, not only in the race season next year, but also I think just in the history of the sport, the first ever Cup Series street race. And you've proven so versatile, right? You've got two wins on road courses, success on all of them. Have you guys talked about that in the garage or your thoughts at all about coming to Chicago, a big market? You guys have some roots in, you know, with your family and fiance and your son, Bloomington, Illinois, right? So it's not too far from it here. The thoughts about the Chicago street race?
Yeah, it's very exciting. Alexa had grown up in Chicago, so for her, it's a really cool opportunity that we'll be racing there. When I was up there visiting her family this past winter, you know, I was running right along Lakeshore Drive. I've been able to take in all those sights and sounds before I even knew about this street course coming to reality. So it's cool for me because I've gotten to see it. I'm sure it'll be cool for those that live in Chicago and surrounding areas that know that area. So really excited about it. And road courses have been good for us. And, you know, some of the things about like tracks like the Charlotte Roval, I feel like have some street course characteristics. And I feel like that track's been good for us too. So when I look on the horizon and see this street course coming, I'm certainly very excited about that.
Let the listeners know we're talking with the driver of the number 8, the one and only Tyler Reddick. That's cool to see that prep, I think, for those future teams too, and your competition, to see that you can combine sort of a visit to Chicago into some recon for the Chicago street race. So that is very cool as well. So many fans going to be cheering you on, and of course Team Red, White, and Blue as well, and we'll have links up for all of it here at WGN Radio. So Tyler, as we let you go, for those people that want to catch up with you social media wise, maybe see what you guys are doing as a family and all the crazy fun that's getting so much attention, where can they go?
Yeah, they can just go to my name, Tyler Reddick, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Those are the big three that I really spend a lot of time on. So keep up with me there. You obviously keep up with me on Sundays with the NASCAR races, whether it's on USA Network or NBCSN. So a lot going on, but certainly those are the main areas where they can follow.
Tyler Reddick, so many people pulling for you. Thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.